This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Come on up, Mississippi. Time for a new constitution. On the People's Daily News that I do for the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, and all of our stations, I scrounge the daily papers for factoids and news bits that might interest our listeners and give them a brief sense of the fine hands that are pulling the strings behind the current events. An item caught my eye recently that snapped my head back. Under the 1890 Mississippi Constitution, passed as a Jim Crow measure, statewide officers must win a majority of the popular vote and a majority of the 122 House districts comprising the state House of Representatives. If no one wins a double majority, the House may choose the governor. Make no mistake, this was all about white supremacy and a result of the work of the Redeemer Movement organized in the South to undermine the Reconstruction effort after the end of the American Civil War. In the wake of the war and the end of slavery, more than 80% of black males registered to vote. In the 19th century, no women in the United States were yet allowed to vote, so of course their servitude continued. Mississippi, in writing its constitution and the perverse wisdom of its political leaders, could see the day coming when they might not have the majority, so this double-take effort at preserving white rule in the constitution might postpone that day. Now, almost 130 years later, with the highest percentage of African-American population in the country at 38%, the racists seem to have done their work well. Of course, taking away the votes gained under Reconstruction until the late 1960s and beyond worked marvelously for them as well. As I visited with the Delta Foundation and WDSV in Greenville, and then We Together, the nonprofit community development corporation in Sunflower County's Drew, Mississippi, I asked about this weird piece of political science. Most were surprised to hear this clause was in fact still in the Mississippi Constitution, but Spencer Nash, the executive director of the Delta Foundation, knew about it and told me that in some areas of the state, as well as in a recent election for governor, it was in fact raised as an issue. The Democratic candidate for governor, Jim Hood, a four-term attorney general, had narrowly lost with 47.2% of the vote, but had indicated that if he won, he would ask for this clause to be amended. In fact, 20 years ago, it was a factor. According to governing.com, when Ronnie Musgrove became the last Democratic governor of the state in 1999, he and his Republican opponent won an equal number of state House districts. Musgrove had carried the state by a plurality, and the House installed him in an office. But back then, the House was still controlled by Democrats. Republicans now control 74 of the 122 Mississippi House seats. GOP House members aren't going to install a Democratic governor who fails to carry the state outright. If all this makes any sense, you have to remember the Nancy Griffith song, Come On Up, Mississippi. The lyrics aren't really available, but the point of the song is hard to miss. She's singing that it's time for Mississippi to come on up to the standard that the rest of the states are at least pretending to maintain. 1890 is a long time ago. It's indeed time for Mississippi to come on up. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.